7:33 at WXBC. We are joined by guest right now. In fact, we are joined precisely by the new Chamber of Commerce director and the most recent Chamber director. Ladies, thank you for the time and coming in this morning. I'll start first with the, I guess, outgoing Chamber director, Nancy. Nancy, introduce yourself and introduce our guest here.
Well, I think everybody knows me. I'm Nancy Lucas. I have been the Chamber director for about 2.5 years, and I own the coffee shop here, Wired Rooster. And I have decided to step away from that executive director position, although I still am going to be heavily involved with the chamber. But I would like to introduce our new director, Chastity Aquindo.
Chastity, hello. Introduce yourself to everybody.
So, like mentioned, my name is Chastity Aquindo. I've been here in Brook County for about 9 years now, and I'm really excited to be here. I've been working at the print place for the past 7 years.
Chastity, talk a little bit about what attracted you, I guess, to taking on this director's role in promoting, I guess, Breckenridge County business, not only outside the community, but to folks here in the county as well.
Yeah, so I've always had a passion for business and just really excited to be able to help those businesses reach customers through different avenues like marketing and just getting the word out and just being a resource for them.
And as we were getting ready to have our conversation here, you two were talking amongst each other. You talk about things going on. You're hitting the ground running. I was trying to keep up with all of the various events you were writing down. You were talking about, well, we got this, let's cover this, let's cover this, let's cover this. I guess first thing I'll ask, front and center, coming up, it's a week from tomorrow, you've got another job fair out of the library. Let's start with that and just talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so the Chamber has worked with the library and Breck United kind of collaborating on job fairs. We've done about 2 a year for the past couple of years. So that's just a way to get businesses, that local businesses that are hiring, connected with people locally that are looking for jobs. And we would like for this one to be the biggest one yet. We've got Klokner Steel coming up from Atlanta. They will be hiring for their contract at Nucor. And I believe she said they were looking to hire about 70 people. And there's all types of jobs that they have available. So if you're looking for that kind of position, I would definitely recommend coming out and talking to them.
And I got two elements of it, and I guess I'll leave it at that, and either one of you can take that. People that are coming out, bring resumes, businesses that are interested, bring information. Even if you can't make it, I think you've even said, just submit if you can bring materials or information. What are the times coming up next week, and how do folks take part?
Yeah, so the job fair is going to be at the library on Saturday from 11 to 1 p.m. So you can come on out at any time. There's even going to be the computer set up if you need to print out your resumes, and we're happy to help.
And, of course, folks would need to bring those resumes as well. So anything before we move on there, just before we move on from the job fair, because we've got other things to talk about.
Well, I want to mention that the school system, Breck Schools will be there, Breck Health. And there was one other one that
in Rough River.
Rough River Lodge, yes.
So again, a lot of folks out there, if you're needing a job for the summer and beyond, be sure to make it a point to be out at the library coming up next Saturday. Of course, you've got another chamber luncheon. Your first is chamber director. That'll be, I believe, on the 16th.
Right.
And that's just the iceberg of the things, the tip of the iceberg. Talk about the events that are coming up throughout the spring and summer.
Right. And I don't want to overwhelm Chassie, so I'm going to stay on and help her get these events until she gets into her groove. But the event after that will be Spring on the Square, which is the 20th. You want to talk a little bit about that, Chastity?
Yeah, so we have some amazing vendors set up. It's going to be a full house. There's just lots of local businesses are going to be out setting up tables. There's going to be food trucks. It's always music. It's a fun time. Definitely come out and check that out.
And that'll be basically 2 weeks from tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's talk a little more about what's coming up.
So after that, I just wanted to mention that the Historical Society open house is going to be on the 25th of this month from 5 to 7. And we are, again, going to be doing the Taste of Breck County. So the Historical Society, members will be cooking a dish from an old vintage recipe book that we have. So I would encourage everybody to come out and participate in that and take a look around the house. And I'm excited to be working with those ladies and bringing some new events to the Historical Society this year.
All right, then. Anything else we need to cover or share while we've got you both here?
Our show.
Yeah, so we're having a car show that is August the 31st. We're going to have some amazing awards, more awards than we have previously, which is really exciting. So if you have a car that you want to bring out, and of course everyone should come out, take a look. It's going to be a really fun time.
And that'll be in August, and of course hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little more about that as we get closer to time. I'll just go around here. Nancy, final thoughts or words here before we wrap things up this morning?
I just want to mention that we are looking at a music festival in Cloverport on July 6th. We're trying to work out the details of that, but I think Ethan Priest has already agreed to be one of the...
And does Ethan know this at this point?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I'm going by what Paul said, so hopefully. But what I wanted to say is that I've really enjoyed my time as the chamber director. It's been really fulfilling, and I know that Chastity's going to do a great job. So I am excited for the chamber, excited for her, and excited for the community, and glad to be able to be a part of it.
Chastity, any final thoughts here?
I'm just really excited to get started and to meet everyone. We're going to be going out to local businesses, shaking hands, and introducing myself. So I'm excited for that.
And we started a little bit of that here this morning. If you missed any portion of this conversation, head over to the podcast section at WXBC1043.com. We'll have this posted for you to listen back in your entirety. Chastity, thank you for your time this morning. Look forward to working with you here going forward as the director. And Nancy, as always, thank you for your time the last couple of years. And I guess we'll still see you out there at the Live Rooster.
Yeah, you can see me there.
All right, grab a cup of coffee out there, folks. Hometown Morning Show continues here on the river. Good morning.